FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, lovelies. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to gentle living. Welcome back to Soft Girl Morning, where we nourish our minds and hearts with a daily dose of positivity. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of negative self-talk? That little voice whispering doubts, insecurities, and just plain harsh judgments? Yeah, I've been there, honey. We all have. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming those pesky negative thoughts with some seriously gentle guidance. Because you deserve to feel good about yourself, inside and out. Let's ditch the self-criticism and embrace a little more kindness, shall we? First things first, acknowledge it. You know that feeling when a thought pops into your head and you just want to scream into a pillow? That's your negative self-talk calling the shots. It might be disguised as helpful advice, like, you're not good enough, or, don't even try, but trust me, it's just sabotaging your vibe. Recognize those thoughts when they come up, don't ignore them. Next, challenge those thought monsters. Seriously, question everything. Is there real evidence to support those negative statements? Probably not. A lot of the time, these thoughts are based on fear, past experiences, or just plain old societal pressure. So, flip the script. Replace those nasty narratives with positive affirmations. I am capable, I am worthy, I am beautiful, repeat after me. Remember, your inner voice has a lot of power, but it's a muscle that you can train. Just like physical exercise, practicing self-compassion takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and don't beat yourself up when those negative thoughts creep back in. It happens to the best of us. Now, let's talk about surrounding yourself with positivity. You are a vibrational being, honey, so attract the good vibes. Spend time with people who uplift you, engage in activities that bring you joy, and curate your social media feeds to be inspiring and supportive. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by beauty and goodness. And lastly, never underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely essential. It's about prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being. Listen to your body, get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and carve out time for activities that bring you peace and joy. Think about a time when you were really caught in a negative thought spiral. Maybe you bombed a presentation, or received some tough feedback at work, or even just had a bad day. I bet those thoughts felt all-consuming, right? You probably started replaying the event over and over in your mind, magnifying every mistake and beating yourself up for not being perfect. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take control, imagine responding with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths and past successes, and focus on the lessons learned rather than dwelling on the mistakes. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You are so much more than those fleeting negative voices. You are creative, capable, worthy of love and happiness. Keep practicing that gentle guidance, keep challenging those negative narratives, and keep showing yourself some serious love. Okay, lovelies, let's recap. We talked about recognizing those pesky negative thoughts, challenging them with positivity, surrounding ourselves with good vibes, and prioritizing self-care. Remember, you are in control of your own mind, and you have the power to choose kindness over criticism. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite strategies for overcoming negative self-talk in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe to Soft Girl Morning for more daily doses of gentle living inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.